Tourists who travel to Japan frequently are struck by the deferential treatment they receive from attentive shopkeepers and store clerks. Commentator Sharon Moshavi has lived in Japan long enough to question whether that first impression is accurate.
When my friends and family come visit me here in Japan, they coo incessantly. Oh, everyone's so polite. The service is so good. I have one thing to say to them. Don't be fooled. Okay, I was too at first. The loud cries of irashaimase, or welcome when you enter a restaurant or shop, the attentive clerk who never keeps you waiting, and all that bowing. Coming from the U.S., it's a positively heady experience. But after living in Tokyo for a few years, I've noticed a thing or two about customer service in Japan. It has absolutely nothing to do with the customer, and everything to do with the system. That invisible force that keeps Japan running smoothly, keeps alive its national passion for wa, or harmony. Everything's great, as long as the customer's needs and the system's needs coincide, as they do most of the time. But if they don't, well, let's just say it's more pleasant being trapped in voicemail hell. Case in point, my friend and I were at a cafe. We'd each had a pot of tea, and my friend ordered another, thinking we would share it. When it arrived, my near-empty teacup was promptly taken away. I asked for it back. The waitress informed us there were rules against sharing a pot of tea. No amount of negotiating, pleading, or calls for rationality worked. She was polite, but she would not give me back my teacup. I could understand the rule in principle. The cafe wanted everyone to order at least one drink each. We'd already done that. But that didn't seem to matter. Sharing was against the rules, and the system had to be maintained. Make an exception once, and all hell could break loose. Who knows, people might start sharing pots of tea all over Japan. Exceptions simply are not tolerated. Special orders do upset them. Take mayonnaise, for instance. It's slathered on everything imaginable, from omelets to pizza. Asking for a sandwich without mayonnaise is like asking for sushi without the rice. Finally, I thought I'd found someone willing to buck the system. I was at a Mr. Donut coffee shop. I ordered a cup of coffee and sighed when I saw that little packet of cream that comes with it. I hate cream. But there on the back counter was a carton of milk. I asked the clerk for some. He looked startled, but then reached for the carton. Just as he was about to pour, a hand grabbed his wrist. The manager. She scolded him quietly, then turned to me and explained that the coffee just came with that little cream packet. No exceptions. After a while, all these mini confrontations, these little blips of friction, they get tiring. So, I'm making a resolution. From now on, I'm not going to make trouble anymore. I won't ask for anything special or unusual. I'll relinquish my selfish desires, become just another drop of water in the river that is Japan, and float along with everyone else. Who knows? Maybe I'll even learn to like cream in my coffee and mayonnaise on just about everything.
The comments of Sharon Moshavi, a writer and journalist who lives in Tokyo.